suppose the positive today is it's a point more than it was this time last year when we were talking on the first day last season. It's awkward to these Midlands teams. They all play in a similar way, don't they?
Yeah, but all, I mean, the journey down, Sunday, you know, it's all these little bits that kind of stack up. But to be fair, I think we still should have won the game on possession. And I've just said to the lads there, it speaks volumes about them as a football team that you're coming away to Barwell. And they, you know, they're happy to take a point and set up to try and get that point. You know, at home, which is, like I say, that speaks volumes about them in there and how people are going to view them and what we're going to have to come up against. So, you know, loads of positives. I thought some of the play, especially when we got to terms of the conditions in the first half, the keepers pulled off an absolutely world-class save, pushing it onto the bar. And I think if we'd have broke the deadlock at any point, we'd have gone on to win. Very comfortable,
yeah,
because they'd have had to change, but they were good at what they did. You know, they defended resolutely, and reminded me a little bit of Rushall a couple of years ago when they came to Gig Lane and got a 0-0. You know, so make sure that we're ready to go on Tuesday now.
You say about setting up there, I was going to say it must be so difficult to play against a team who aren't coming out. Well, second half especially, because you want them to start playing to open up a little bit. And
but they weren't, you know, and that's, you know, if we take one of the chances, then we, you know, just said to them there, I think our final delivery can be a little bit better. I thought corners and things like that were very good. You know, Caitlin Fields knocked some great balls in. And on another day, you know, little breaks that probably went for them when balls have been bobbling about the box. On another day, they'll fall to us, and we're walking up with 3 points. But like I say, at the end of the day, there's not many teams who will want to come down here because of the location and stuff like that. And, you know, by the end of the season, this might be a good point.
Pretty frustrated at times, though, that maybe the passing wasn't probably as crisp as you like, and maybe as quick as you like.
It was difficult conditions. Yeah, I'll give the lads out. You know, with that was a really strong wind. But yeah, I think we've all said that the players themselves, you know, they're a nice bunch, and I think they know they can move the ball quicker than they have done, and that when we did that, that was when we created the chances. It's just hopefully, you know, he's taking the chances. Yeah.
Casting an eye over to Tuesday, Buxton. Are you happy you get this game out of the way early in the season? Because we, as we said before, it's the match of the away teams. We win at Buxton, they win at a Gig. Obviously, we're not there now. So
hopefully we can change that this year. Hopefully we can change that this year. You know, we have let ourselves down against them at home, particularly last year. Hopefully we can get some more points on the board. And I'm sure it'll be difficult because Martin's strengthened quite well there, so it'll make it difficult for us, but every team's going to do that week in, week out, so we've just got to make sure that we keep doing what we've been doing today with the possession based game, and hopefully we can get 3 points on Tuesday.
See you Tuesday.
Cheers.
Let's go.
This is FCUM Radio, where fluorescent coloured football boots are completely unacceptable.